From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Dr. Cairns is bringing a series of studies in Psalm 119. The subject of that psalm is the Word of God. In this series, Dr. Cairns is focusing on verses 9 through 16 as he expounds the theme of living clean in an unclean world. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled In Calm Repose. The text is found in Hosea chapter 2, verse 18. I will make them to lie down safely. Yes, the saints are to have peace. The passage from which this gracious word is taken speaks of peace with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, and with the creeping things of the ground. This is peace with earthly enemies, with mysterious evils, and with little annoyances. Any of these might keep us from lying down, but none of them shall do so. The Lord will quite destroy those things which threaten his people. I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth. Peace will be profound indeed when all the instruments of disquiet are broken to pieces. With this peace will come rest. So he giveth his beloved sleep. Fully supplied and divinely quieted, believers lie down in calm repose. This rest will be a safe one. It is one thing to lie down, but quite another to lie down safely. We are brought to the land of promise, the house of the Father, the chamber of love, and the bosom of Christ. Surely we may now lie down safely. It is safer for a believer to lie down in peace than to sit up and worry. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. We never rest till the Comforter makes us lie down. Now that the rush of the holiday season has subsided, we hope you've had time to reflect on the true significance of Christmas, God's unspeakable gift of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. To that end, Let the Bible Speak has been offering a unique publication called The 12 Days of Christmas. Written by Roger Ellsworth, an experienced minister and writer, The 12 Days of Christmas is a small paperback book containing 24 devotions, each including a short scripture reading, several paragraphs, and a concluding To Think About section that draws lines of application from the text to modern-day life. The book is intended to help the hearts and minds of believers to focus on the wonder of the Incarnation, as well as to encourage unbelievers to come in repentance and faith to Christ. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to continue to make this inspirational booklet available free of charge to our listening audience. You may have a copy simply by contacting us by phone, email, or regular mail. You may call us toll-free at 1-866-LTBS. That's 1-866-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. The response to this publication has been most enthusiastic, so we encourage you to request your free copy of The 12 Days of Christmas while our supply lasts. Because of the demand, we must limit the offer to 2 copies per request. Order yours today. Today, Dr. Cairns continues the 5th in a series of messages on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The entire series is based on Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. The fifth message takes verse 13 as its text, "With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth." Entitled "Sound Speech That Cannot Be Condemned," this message began by focusing on the concern for sound speech, for a man's speech is a clear indication of his true spiritual condition. Next, Dr. Cairns described the content of sound speech. The text gives us a connection between my lips and God's mouth. In other words, what we say must be governed by what God says in His Word. How desperately the world needs a word of encouragement, and only those who know Christ can give that word. God's people need to be prepared to give the message of God's salvation to the lost. And now to bring God's Word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
One of the things you learn, at least you should learn, unfortunately many people don't, but you should learn when you're studying for the ministry, is that in the pulpit there's no such thing, if you're going to be faithful to God, there's no such thing as originality. None whatsoever. When you get an original preacher, you've got a heretic. My job is not to be an original thinker. My job is to think God's thoughts after Him. My job is to understand what God has said and say it again. My job is to get into and to expound and expose what God has revealed and make that known to the people. That's the job of every preacher, but really that's the job of every Christian. To conform our words to God's words, to come to men with a word directly from God. This is what is urgently needed. What does the world need to hear? It needs to hear a word from God. There's a dearth today of the hearing of God's word, a famine of the hearing of God's word, to use Amos's language. What a famine it is. And I would say men are tired with theories. They're tired with the secret of this and the secret of the other thing, usually coming with a price tag on it. "Oh, I've got the great secret. Send me your money and I'll send it to you." It's not the way the Bible works. No. Men are desperate to hear a word from God. The Bible tells us a word spoken in due season, how good it is. I'm sure you found that out yourself. There's been a time when you were in particular trouble and maybe you could hardly think straight. And somebody has come with a word that was just the right word. How good it is. Proverbs 25:11 tells me a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver. A word fitly spoken, literally a word spoken on his wheels. Now, that's not talking about a word in a motorbike. A word spoken on his wheels. I think you get the picture of the skill of the potter working on his wheel. Well, that's how you work with the words. You get the word of God into your heart. You get the word of God into your mind. You get your thinking saturated with God's word. That becomes part and parcel of your thinking and of your being. And then when you're in a situation, you are fashioning the very word from God for the situation in which God has placed you. You've heard maybe 1,000 times from this pulpit the prayer, "God, save us from sermons and give us a message." That's my constant prayer. Many a time when I sit behind my desk and somebody comes to me in trouble, I tell them to speak, I want to listen before I say anything. And many a time, I'll be honest, I haven't a clue in the world. What can I say? This is beyond me. I can give them platitudes. But what use are they? when you have somebody come and there's a hair's breadth of a line apparently between them and death. They're so distraught. They're so hopeless that, humanly speaking, a wrong word will drive them over the edge and they are gone. And you're sitting there and you say, what on earth do I say? And all I can do as they speak is lift my heart to the Lord and cry, Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, guide me to your word. Lord, give me a word. A word spoken on the wheels. A word that's crafted. A word that's precisely right. Remember the Lord Jesus in the prophetic passage in Isaiah 50, verse 4. The Messiah says, the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned. Isn't that a fascinating thing? This is God manifested in the flesh. This is the omniscient God manifested in the flesh. And yet, as to his humanity, the Lord Jesus spent his life learning God's word. He grew in knowledge from the time he was a little child. And so much did this word of God get into his whole being. When you read the New Testament, you will find, and actually you could write a large volume on this, a whole series of volumes, how the Lord Jesus directly quoted the scriptures. When he wasn't quoting them, he was alluding to them. When he wasn't directly alluding to them, yet his very vocabulary was impregnated with the vocabulary of scripture. When he spoke to his father, he quoted scripture. When he was facing the devil, he quoted scripture. When he was teaching his disciples, he quoted scripture. When he was in the presence of his enemies, he quoted scripture. On earth, in life, he quoted scripture. On the cross, he was quoting scripture. And when you turn to Revelation chapters 2 and 3, from the throne of heaven, he is still quoting scripture. He says, the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth me morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. Now, if that's true of our Savior, how much more must it be true of us? The Lord God giving us the tongue of one who has learned God's word. Do you see again the word hidden in the heart? And then coming out of the mouth, the word taught to us, and then we're able to give it to others. That's the sequence. This is not the learning that comes out of a book. This is not merely learning a few things, a few principles from what some wise person has written. No, this is getting alone with God, where he wakens you morning by morning. He wakens your ear to hear from God so that this word is driven into the very depths of your consciousness. And then out of the depths of your consciousness, it comes forth to others. Jesus spoke of the work of the Spirit in his people in John chapter 7. And he said, out of his belly flows rivers of living water. You could say out of the heart that's been touched and taught by God, there will be these words that are fitly spoken, words from the tongue of the learned, words that will be in season to him that is weary. I don't want to get off track this morning, but I am going to stop and say something here. There's a ministry in the church that's sadly lacking. And you can blame me, and I'll accept the blame. But if you blame me and you stop there, You've missed it all. For the blame starts with you. What is lacking in the church today, and it has lacked in the church through the centuries, is a ministry of encouragement, a word to him that is weary. You know, we live in a busy world. We've all got a lot to do, a lot to engage our minds, things that are important. We've all got our own homes, our own families, our own this, our own that, our own the other thing. We've all got our own troubles. We tend to pass people who are in great weariness. We hardly even notice. One of the loveliest characters in the New Testament is Barnabas. Barnabas, the son of consolation. That word could be translated the son of encouragement or the son of exhortation. That was Barnabas's way. Barnabas had the grace to see grace in other people. Barnabas could see the grace and the good in other people's ministry. And he didn't feel threatened. And when he saw somebody, take for example Saul of Tarsus. When he saw somebody like him, nobody wanted to touch him. I get the picture. Saul of Tarsus professed now to be a Christian, but he had been a murderous, blaspheming opponent of the Church of Christ. Nobody trusted him. Not Peter. Not James. None of them. They didn't trust him. But Barnabas did. And when everybody else was keeping him on the outside, Barnabas went and brought him onto the inside. Word of encouragement, a word for the weary. Now, a couple of things that's going to need. It's going to need, first of all, that you know the word. Second, it's going to need that you have the interest. Just to come alongside with a word from God. Word you've learned from God. When Andrew Bonner, Horatius Bonner, and Robert Murray McShane, and those other young preachers in the Free Church of Scotland, well, it was actually the Church of Scotland first, before the 1843 disruption, when they would meet together, or when they would be out of a morning, they would walk and they would meet each other as they reached out their hand to shake hands. Their greeting was, "What new thing have you learned of the Lord today?" Man, that would put a whole lot of us in a tight spot, wouldn't it? What new thing have you learned of the Lord in the last 5 years? Might put some people in a tight spot. But these were men of gigantic intellect. Men of immense learning. But none of that mattered compared to this. These were men of one book. Men who got up in the morning to get alone with God. Men who were crying, "Lord, waken my ear. Lord, speak to me. Lord, show me your word. Give me your word. Let me take time in your word." And with that, they went out to face the world. You wonder what's wrong with your witness and work. You've no power. You've no courage. You've no anything worth talking about. You wonder what's wrong when you're out there to face the world and you haven't been alone with God. You've not met with God. You've not studied His Word. You've not got it into your heart. Can you be greater than Christ Himself? He says, I ask the Lord, waken me morning by morning. Waken my ear and teach me. Teach me, and I may learn and have a word in season.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.